Yesterday we were discussing a little bit about Yatir Bechairis. It's an institution that was invented by the Chachamim, by the Tanoim. In our Torah there's no such thing. You don't need a bezin. You need a bezin to be Mataneda. There's an institution of Hatoras Nedar. Either Shlosha Yoytis or Yochel Munche can be Mataneda. But for Hatoras Pchor, if you know that it's a mum kavua, then it's not kenny hill by itself, then you're allowed to shecht it chutz lamigdosh. And if it's not a mum kavua, you're not allowed to shecht it. You don't need any pidyon, you don't need a psak. I mean, I tell you, just have to be mavar the facts. Is it a mum kavua? So, the Rabbanon, they made it like Hatoris and Dorim, and even different from Hatoris and Dorim. But Hatoris and Dorim, once the bezin is mata neder, bezin doesn't have the ability to undo a neder. By the Obdi Avodah Zarah, they have such a concept, papal dispensation. The Pope can be mata thing. We don't have such a thing. The bezin, how can a bezin be mata neder? Bezin Paskins, the neder was a toys from the very outset. They ask him, if you would have realized that you're going to get into such trouble, would you have taken a neder? So if the guy tells the honest truth, he says, no, if that's the truth. If he tells a lie, he says, I wouldn't have taken a neder, and it's not true. And then Bezin says, mutalach, 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 the whole heter is not valid. Heter is only valid if he's telling the truth. If in all honesty, he would have been aware that such a terrible result can come out. Took a neder and not to attend his mother-in-law's 100th birthday. The mother-in-law's going to cut him out of her will because he didn't attend the 100th birthday, so he didn't realize that he's going to lose millions of dollars over here. So if he would have realized that at the time that he took the neder, if it's true, he wouldn't have taken the neder. The bezin declares a neder b'toros. Neder b'toros wasn't chal in the first place. So the Gemara says, achocham ekar neder meikarei. When a husband or a father is made for the neder, so the Gemara is only made from the kana lahavo. That's a Gemara nazir. But when the bezin is mata neder, bezin doesn't have the power to be mata. Bezin paskins that it was a neder b'toros, and therefore the neder from the very outset was not binding. So the chochma kana neder meikarei. So over here, by yata b'chayus, it was instituted parallel to hataras and dam. Either shlosha had yaitais, three farmers who will work with each other to determine, we think, to the best of our knowledge, this is a mumcha. One mumcha, one yochin mumcha, one who has this kind of special smicha, for yata b'chayus. So that's parallel to hataras and dam. But it's not like hataras and dam. It's not mata l'mafreya. It's only mata the shchita of the b'chor behemah torah mikan al haba. That's why the Mishnais have, let's say you have a shayla of bas v'cholav on Shabbos. So Chacham can pass on the shayla. Let's say you have a chicken, there's a shayla of treifas on the chicken, a flesh, whatever. So Chacham paskins l'hokal on Shabbos. You're going to say, a Chacham is not allowed to paskin l'hokal because it's misakin money, because he takes treifas, flesh, and he makes it mutter. He's not, if you're mafri chumas amaisris, that's misakin money midirabonim. Why? Because until now it was tevel, and mikana lahabo, it's not tevel, you're allowed to. So that's a mishnah of beitza. It's forbidden midrabban. It's not misak manam in atar, but midrabbanan, it's misak manam. You take an isa tevel, you make it mutter. If you ask a shayla in hilchas basa b'cholim, and hilchas treifas, hilchas kashas, the rabbi doesn't make a mutter mikana lahabo. The rabbi looks in the shulchan aruch, and he's not according to the shulchan aruch, it was always mutter. From the very outset, it was always mutter. So that's not an issue of Misak and Mona. But for the Chacham to Paskin on Hatoras Bechor, let's say it's Yontif, and you want to shecht this Bechor. So Bechor Behemot Torah is a carbon, you have to shecht it in the base of Migdash Makriv, it is a carbon on the Mizbech. When it gets a mum, there's no need for pidyon. Bechor and Maisva, the two carbonas that the Chumash says that there's no need for any pidyon. So once it has a mum, Kavua, Mutta Lushachta Chutz Lamigdash, but with the Rabbanon, the Tanoim, or before the Tanoim, I don't know when, I'm checking Pesach Dorma. They made a dim in the Rabban, you have to have a psak, that it's a mum kavua, and the psak is only mata mikana l'habo. Let's say it's yontif, weekday yontif doesn't make a difference. Someone, the farmer sees the b'chor behemah Torah has a mum kavua, he goes and he shechts it, and someone says, what do you do? You have to show it to a chacham. So he shows it to the chacham after the animal is already geshochten. So the Gemara says it doesn't help, because he shechted it before the psak, and the psak is not mata l'mafreya. You don't say Gloy Milson and Mafia that all along this was a mum kavua. It's a psadin midirabban. It's only mata mikanal haba. So that's what the yata b'chayrus is all about. Psadin midirabban that you need a psak of a bezin, either shlosha adyotas or a psak of a yochin mumche to say that it's a mum kavua, and you're allowed to shecht based on that. And that's why on Shabbos and Yontav, Shabbos is not relevant. The guy's not going to shecht on Shabbos anyway. But on Yontav, the Mishnah is that he wants to show the mum to a chacham, or to a bezin on yantiv to be able to shecht it and eat the flesh today. So the Mishnah is saying, you're not allowed to eat by yantiv because that's an iser of mesakin money, because medirabon and the bezin is matter the pchor mikan alabot. So the Gemara tells the story that they gave. Rabbi Bar Chana got all the three parts, Yori, Yod, and Yat HaBechoris, and Rabbi only got the two parts, he didn't get the third part. The Gemara said, why didn't they give me Yat HaBechoris? Is it because he wasn't as learned, and he didn't know the Dinim? For Gemara, he was stronger in learning than Rabbi Bar Chana. That was, they were cousins, Rabbi Bar Chana. So the Gemara says, because they were both nephews of Rabbi Chia. So they were cousins. So the Gemara said, it can't be because of that. Is it because he didn't know about the behemoths? No, he spent 18 months on a farm to know very well. Mar said, either because Kedei Lachalek LaKobed LaRabbi Bar Chana, because Rab knew so much more than Rabbi Bar Chana, no one's going to go, and they both went to Bubble about the same time, so no one's going to, the people are going to catch on that Rab is head and shoulders ahead of Rabbi Bar Chana. No one's going to ask him any shailas. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda Nasi felt he wanted to give a little business to Rabbi Bar Chana, Kedei Lachalek LaKobed, that people should know, they can ask him also. Most of the people are going to ask Rab all the shaylos, but he wanted to give a little more cover to Rabbi Bar Chana. Or the Gemara says, or maybe the boy is saying, if you want, he can give a different explanation. Because Rab is such an expert. The Rabbi Kibu Mumay Tvei, Rab is even stronger in Mumin, what's a Mum Kibu Mumay Tvei. He knew that better than Rabbi Bar Chana. He'll be Mater, a Mum that the Hamayinam won't understand that this is a Mum Kibu. He'll understand it. The Amri and the people will think, he had gotten the show Rab, they'll be Madame Milson and Milson. They'll think, oh, last year Rab Paskan had this kind of a thing that it's a Munkavu, and this is also a Munkavu. So people will make a mistake. So this Gemara that they give you a Tziyun on this in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, there in Yeridei has this one submit about Kloli Yisra the Heta, about how do you Paskan Shilas, whom you have to ask, and so on. You have to ask Shilas. So the Ramah has a statement from the Rishayna based on this line of the Gemara. A chacham is not allowed to issue a psak that's tamu al rabin. If the public will not understand the psak, if you have a heta, let's say, if you have a heta and people won't understand it, so you're not allowed to give such a heta because it'll be lifnei v'lasiti michshol. It'll cause a michshol. So that's how the Gemara says. So then the Gemara asks the question. When Rabbi Chia asked Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, when he asked Rebbe about Rabbi Bar Chana, Yoyre, he gave him permission to Paskin Halacha, so he said Yoyre, he gives him permission. So the Gemara asked, what do you need permission? You need, this was quoted in the context of Tolo Yishalma. You need Rishus from the Reish Galusa in Bavla, Rishus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, either based on Hefke Bez Nefke, based on Dina and Machus Adina, that told Yisham to encourage the top people in the line that they should remain in medicine and they should remain in Dayana. So that's good by Yodin. If Chacham is going to Paskin wrong, even if Lloyd Nosam and Nosam Biyad, we Paskin Danin and Dina Degami, so the Chacham will have to pay from his pocket. But Paskin and Shailas and Yalav Yav Shailas, Talamata Shailas, Pasim Chacham Shailas, what do you need Rishus from the Nasi for? What do you need Rishus from the Reish Galusa? He passed the smicha exam, the game of smicha, whatever. He's certified as a rabbi. Why did Rabbi Chia bring him to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi that he should give him permission, Yoyre? Would he need permission to Paskin? If he passed all the exams, he knows the din. So the Gemara answers, no. You have to know how to speak clearly. Freg the Gemara, Yoyre. He asked Rabbi, can he Paskin gives him permission? Freg the Gemara, Igomir, if he knows his stuff, if Rabbi Bar Chana knows how to learn, Rishus Alam Lila Mishkal, what does he need permission for? The Rishus from the Nasi is for Tolo Yishalma. It doesn't apply to Yalav Yov, to Talamata, or to even to Bas Mechalav, unless it'll be Hechila B'Yadayim. How often does that happen? That's the Mishnah in Pchoyvah's quotes. Rab Tarfin was asked a Shaila, and he passed and the animal was a Trefa. And then they fed it to the dogs. And then they told Rab Tarfin he made a mistake, that's not a Trefa. And he realized he's going to have to pay to make good because either he achila leklovim, so he was an order mamazik biyadayim, or because he paskin, they may as well feed it to the dogs, and they did so based on his psak. So it's chay medina de garmi. So then, in Yalav Yav Talamata, he's not going to get sued. So he doesn't need tolo yishama. He doesn't need. In Hilchas Trefa, sometimes you will be sued. If you'll paskin something as a trefa, and they'll throw it to the dogs, or you'll throw it to the dogs, then you will have to pay. But the Gemara asks, and Yoyren, Hairaz, he said, what is he needed for? What is he needed for? So the Gemara answers, no, that's a special takan. Shemaisa Shai, the Tanya. Where was the Makam Echad? What was the location? So Rashi and Tosfos quote from the Yerushalmi and Shviyas that the Yerushalmi claims that the city was Akub. What's the significance of Akub? So that's the Tosfos on the opening Mishnah in Gittin, that Beis Amar Aleph. Tosfos quotes that Yerushalmi, that the city Akub is split in half. Half of it has Kedin, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the other half doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's Chetzi of the Eretz Yisrael, Chetzi of the Chutzlah. So that's going to be relevant for the next Gemara. When we'll get to the Rashi and the Tosfos, it'll be relevant. Okay, but so far it's irrelevant. Where the Makom Echad is. So the Gemara says, on one occasion, Rebbe came to a Makom Echad, V'rabbi Adam Shem Gabli Miso Sehem Betuma. What does it mean? In Chutzlah Eretz, whenever you need dough, it's always going to be, everything is going to be Betuma. Because there's a Tumas Eretz Amin. The Mishnais have the Chachar Geizer that all of Chutz La'aretz has the status of a Beis HaKvaris Midirabban because of the Meisei Mabul. The Mabul never affected Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara has a tradition. Even though there were no walls and the water was flushing all over the place, the waters, the burning hot waters of the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. So there are no dead bodies all over Eretz Yisrael. There are cemeteries. Okay, wherever there are cemeteries at Kohanim, I'm not allowed to go. And in the cemetery, if you'll need dough in the cemetery, so the mace is metami ba'ohel. Mace is metami ba'maga ba'masa ba'ohel. Maga means if you touch it. Masa means if you're wearing gloves, so the mace is wrapped up, but you pick up the mace, or you push it, that's masa and ohel, as if in your same room. And there's a roof going on top of both the mace and me, so that's metami ba'ohel. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's a din lachat, in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah starts up. Eretz Yisrael, mikvah se'a tahira. That's the beginning of the Perek in Masechus Mikvos. So Eretz Yisrael, there's no Tumas Eretz Amim. So L'chatchila, there's a din, you should really, when you, flour is, what are the things that are Mekabel Tumah? There are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Or the Mekelim, Ochlim, or Mashkim. So Ochlim is only Mekabel Tumah if it had Hechsher Ochlim. If it was rinsed off with Kiyutan Mayim Azera. That's the example about the Kri and the Ksiv, that you darshan both together, yitan dumi, yutan dumi, the yitan, because the Kri Ksiv there. So then is kiyuta mayim azar, lav dafke mayim, anyone of the zayim mashkim is makshel lekabel tumah. If you have made peiris, or you have made beitzim, that's not makshel lekabel tumah. So that's what the Talmud told them, that made peiris and made beitzim are not from the zayim mashkim, that are machshel lekabel tumah. The Rosh Tevis to remember which of the Zayim Mashkim is the Mefarshim HaMishnah said it's Yad Shachadam. Okay, what does it stand for? I don't remember. Yayin Dvash. Which Dvash is that? Dvash Dvarim. That's honey from bees. Eretz Avos Cholav Dvash. That means from dates. And this Dvash is Dvash Dvarim from bees. It's a different Dvash. It's a different Dvash. Yeah. So Yad Shochat Dam. So you have Yayin, you have Dvash. What Shochat? Shemen. Which Shemen? Shemen is ice, olive oil. And what Shochat? What's Ches? Cholov, milk. And what's Tes? Tal. And then what's Dam? Dalit is Dam. Okay. And the Mem is Mayim. So water and dew. Water is the same thing. Water and dew is the same thing. Okay. And the others. So May Beitzim and May Peres are not from the Zayim Mashkim that are Machshel LeKabel Tumah. So let's say if you're making cakes or cookies in Chutz La'aretz, and you're gonna so the flour is not Mekabel Tumah unless it's Hukshar. By us, all flour is bleached. So bleached means that they wash it off with water to clean it off. If they wouldn't be bleached, the flour wouldn't be white the way it is in Russia. Years ago, I don't know if they still have Rashi, years ago, they used to sell unbleached flour. There are places where they sell in America unbleached flour also, so it's dirty. It has the dirt from the shells. And bleached flour, that's called lisisa. The next Mar talks about lisisa. So if you have bleached flour, so the flour is very hukshel lekabel tumah. So even if you're going to mix the cake or the cookies, you're going to mix it with meperis, it's still going to be hukshel lekabel tumah. It's hukshel lekabel tumah when they bleached it. But if you have unbleached, in the days of the Tanaim, it was very common. They had flour that was not bleached. It was not yet Hukshel Kabel Tumah. So if you're going to mix in only May Peris, you're not going to mix in any water at all, then even if you're doing a Chutzlots, it won't be Mekabel Tumah. Because the Oichlam are only Mekabel Tumah if it was Hukshel, if it came in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkin in Eretz Yisrael. in Eretz Yisrael, if the flour was bleached, and it's already hukshel lekabel tumah, or the flour is not bleached, but you're going to mix in water, so that's going to be for the kneading, for the lisha, and that's going to be machshir lekabel tumah. So then the Gemara says you have to be careful not to do the lisha and the afia in the tamidik and kli, because the tamidik and kli is going to be metameyit, and lechatchila is not right to be metamei oichlim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara tells a story. Rebbe came to a certain location. Rashi and Tosafot say that happened to be the city Aku. Aku is the half that's in Eretz Yisrael. The half that's in Chutz Lars, everything is going to be Tomei anyway. But the half that was because of the Tumas Eretz Amim, but the half that was in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no Tumas Eretz Amim. So he's supposed to be careful, Lachatchila, not to let the food become Tomei. So he sees all of the people, and the Gabli Misaseihem B'Tumah. They're kneading the dough for the Chalas. With Tomei Dikakelim, and the bakers are Tomei, everybody's Tomei Dikakelim are Tomei. So he said, Hayitochin, you're not allowed to do that in Eretz Yisrael. You have to be careful to try to retain everything should be in a state of time. Omer lahem et nemata megabli misasech metuma. The Gemara has some soch medin, lechatchila, you shouldn't use a kneading kli to do the lisha if it's Tomei, unless bring it to the mikveh and make it tahar. So the Gemara says, what if the mikveh is 2 hours away? So you're not mukhif to waste, let's say the mikveh is 1 hour away, take an hour to go there and have to come back. And I'm mukhif to spend 2 hours. The Gemara says, how much time are you mukhif to spend? The amount of time that it would take to walk dalad milin, ad parsa. How much is a parsa? A mil, how much is a mil? So the Mishnah Berurah always says mil is 18 minutes. So 18 minutes times 4, dalad milin is how much? 18 times
4?
72 minutes. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have to waste up until 72 minutes of your precious time to go take the kli to the mikveh and Eretz Yisrael to be metired, then to bring it back. Sheer waste of 72 minutes to be mekabel the isa b'tahara. It's going to take more than 72 minutes, then he says, you're not mechuyif to. Okay. So he sees the people of Megabalis and says, hey, Matuma, there's a mikveh right next door. They don't try. They don't even try to be matar the kelim, and then the legabel means to do lisha. They're doing the lisha on the iso, on the dough, in the state of tumah. So they asked him if they ma. Rabbi asked him, what do you do? Amar lo. So they said, a rabbi came to our village and he told us that's the din. Tamerech bola kan v'horilano mei bitzoyim ein machshir. Water from a pond, water bitzoyim puddles, water from a pond is not machshir lekabel tumah. What kind of a din is? How can it be? Water is not machshir. What is one of the zayim mashkin? Of course it's machshir lekabel tumah. So there was a miscommunication over here because he pronounced Hebrew with a different dialect. And they misunderstood. Who was Bigmar made beitzim dorash lehu. He told them that eggs are not machshir lekabel tumah. The inu sover and the balabatim in the city misunderstood it because he spoke Hebrew with a different dialect. Like in America, people from the Midwest, people from the South speak English with a different dialect. Sometimes the people from Britain, they speak with a different accent. See, a lot of times you can't understand what they're talking about. So here also, because they spoke a different dialect of Hebrew, so he said, may beitzim anat machsha, and they thought that he said, may bitzot. That's what Tosis finds it hard to believe. How can he make a mistake between may beitzim and may bitzoyim? They're so different. Akasha famais. I don't see what's so kasha. What's the difficulty? The second Tosis on the top says that there's a word in biblical Hebrew, meibitzim. Meibitzim means water from a puddle. So he said meibitzim, and they thought that he meant meibitzim. He said, Rabbi Natan makes it that's a little closer. It does make a difference. It does make a difference. They misunderstood that he said that water from a puddle is not machshir lekabel tumah, and it is. It's regular mayim. And he said, may beitzim, may peiris, anything other than the zayin mashkim is not machshir lekabel tumah. So because of this communication, v'tod namli b'ho, the balabatim knew mishnayis, but they didn't understand the mishnayis. They didn't have any bartanura on the mishnayis. So they knew the mishnayis by heart. May karmi and may figa psulim of neshehem, may beitzim, or may bitzoyim. Fine, what's that din? In the Chumash, there are two ways. A person who's tamei has two ways to become tohar. Achmayin aboy mikveh mayim yihi tohar. So what does it mean? If a person is tamei, he goes either to a mikveh or to a mayor. A mikveh is when you have, the word mikveh means cover the kaimu, stagnant water. You have to have either rainwater or snow that melted, avshar ashlogim. And if the rainwater or the melted snow is standing still, you have to have eshbarim. Eshbar means a shever, a crack in the ground, and the water is stagnant, so that's the halacha. It's called mikveh. Mikveh means cover the kaima. The water is standing still. Mikveh is not mitar bezochlim. If you have the rain, let's say the street is flooded, there's so much rain and the snow is melting on the top of the mountains and the waters are rolling down the side of the mountains. A person undresses and stands over there where the water is rolling down, so he does not become tahor, because a mikveh is not mitar bezochlim, it's only mitar be'eshborin. Eshborin means a shever, a crack in the ground, because that's the definition of the word mikveh. However, the pasuk says ach mayon or bor mikveh mayim. A person is tahor, can either be tahor in a mayon or in a mikveh. What is a mayon? A mayon is where the source of the water is from under the ground, like in the ocean, or you dig a fountain. So you dig a hole, and the water shoots. So that has a din of a mayon. Yet the Tanaim knew that there's a water cycle, so they knew all the water in the world comes from the sky, or they knew all the water comes from the rain and from the melted snow. But and all the water goes under the ground, and then it shoots back up again. So all the water should be mekshamim. So the din is if it flows under the ground for long enough, then it loses its status as mekshamim and has the din of a mayon. That's the question: how far a distance does it have to roll under the ground? Let's say the rainwater falls into the ocean. So that's rainwater. So you have to have there's a question: in the ocean there are fountains from under the ground also. So the ocean is so deep. So a lot of the water comes from the rain and the snow. The snow melts in the ocean. A lot of the water comes from under the ground. So then it's determined by Rav. If Rabba Zochlin ala Notvim or Rabba Notvim ala Zochlin. Notvim means the water that drips down from the sky, the rain or the snow. And Zochlin means the water that comes from under the ground. So the Mishnah is, the Tanaim assume that every ocean is like that. There's a lot of water coming from under the ground sources and a lot of water coming from the sky. And the question is, which is the Rov? If the Rov is the Zochlin, the water, the Notvim is the rainwater. So if the Rov is the rainwater, the Rabu Notvim ala Zochlin, then it's only Mitar be'eshborin. And if it's Rabu Zochlin ala Notvim, Zochlin is the description of a Mayon, where the water comes from under the ground sources. So if it's Rabu Zochlin ala Notvim, then it has a din of Mayon, then it is Mitar be'zochlin. Then it is Mitar be'zochlin. So that's one din. A person is tamei, or kelim that are tamei. There are four things, there are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Odu v'kelim ochel mamashkim. So ochel mamashkim have no tar b'mikveh. Odu v'kelim have tar b'mikveh. And that's the pasuk. Ach mayin abor mikveh mayin yator. When you have odu v'kelim who are tamei, they can either remove the tumah by being toivel them without any chatzitzit, by being toivel them in a mikveh, by being toivel them in a mayon. Is there any time that we insist dafka ana mayon, that a mikveh is not good enough? So the Chumash has by a zav. If a man is tummy to mazav, so the halacha requires that needs dafka a mayon. Tzvila and a mikveh is not acceptable. What about a woman? A woman who's a zava, is that the counterpart of a man who's a zav? They're totally unrelated. One is a male, one is a female, but it's more than that. The zav is some sickness that he has. The Zava is also some kind of a problem. She has dam below esnidosa. If the dam comes be esnidosa, then it's called, then she becomes a nida. She doesn't become a Zava. Zava is when she has the riyaz dam below esnidosa. But this is riyaz dam, and this is ziva. They're two different things. This is white and this is red. They're totally different things. So the Chumash prescribes that for a Zav, you need dafka mayim chayim. If the Zav can be tevil on 100 mikvahs, he's still tummy, like he was before. You need dafka mayim chayim. What about a Zava? So there are 10 Rashis in Shas. 5 Rashis write from the Goinim that just like a Zav needs Mayim Chayim, a Zava also needs Mayim Chayim. The other 5 Rashis say the reverse. He says, and the Goinim who said that are wrong, because there's a Beferish of Tosefta Megillah. In the first parak of Megillah, you have a series of Mishnayos. Ein bein od derishon lo od sheni yom le mikra begila matanis lo yain bavad, then it's ein bein shabbos le yant balach al nefesh bavad, ein bein kein mashuach b'shem el mishcha le kein ruba begad im ala par habar kol amitzah. Mishnah talks about things that are similar, almost identical, with a slight difference between them. So then the Tosefta adds on more ein beins, a whole series of more ein beins. This is the way they used to commit to memory the Torah Shabbal Peh. So they used to add up together all the ein beins and recite them all bal peh. So the Tosefta adds on ein bein zav lezava ela, Shazavton, Maim Chaim, Azov, Einatura, Maim Chaim. They both need Shemenikim, and both have to bring Karbonis at the end of the period of time. After the Zava removes the Tumah, and after the Zava removes the Tumah, so they have to bring Karbonis, that's called Mechusa Kippurim. Until they bring the Karbonis, the Tumah hasn't fully been removed. When they go to the mikveh, that takes off the basic level of tumah. Then they have to Irish Shemesh after going to the mikveh. Now they're permitted to eat truma, and they're still not allowed to eat karbonis until they bring heavy kaparasa, until they bring the karbonis. Not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and they're not allowed to eat karbonis. There are four people. There are four tameim. Abba Mechusa Kapor. That's the name of the second parak increases. Abba Mechusa Kapor. There are four people who are tamei. And after going to the mikveh, after having Harav Shemesh following the tefillah in the mikveh, they still retain a slight level of tumah, benegir to achilas kachim and knisa lamigdush, who are abo mechusa kapar. So one is zab zava too, and one is yoledes, and one is mitzora. The abo mechusa kapar. All the other people are tomei. They go to mikveh, so they're tohar for chulin, and they're tohar, they're allowed to eat maaser sheni, but they're not allowed to eat truma. Then if you have Harav Shemesh, after Harav Shemesh following the tefillah in the mikveh, now they're even taught they're permitted to eat truma. And these four tameim are singled out by the chumash. Zav, Zav, Yaledes, and Metzora, these are Abba Mechusa Kapor. Even after going to the mikveh, even after having the Harav Shemesh, they still retain a level of tuma. They're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash or eat karbonis until they bring Hevi Kaporos, until they bring the karbon. So the Tosefta says Beferish. Even though Zav and Zava have similarities, they both need Shivanikim. They both bring a korban at the end of the Shivanikim. But Amin Zav and Zava, the Zav needs Maim Chaim and the Zava does not. This is very relevant. This issue, whether a Zava needs Maim Chaim, is very relevant because the Gemara has in the end of Masechus Nida that we have a Chumrah with the Rabbana. Rebbe introduced the Chumrah that all the women today should be treated as Sofik Nida, Sofik Zava. So that's why we always require Shivanikim. For a married woman wants to go to mikveh, need Shivanikim. Min HaTorah, a woman is in need that she doesn't need Shivanikim. A woman starts a Rias Nid on Sunday, so she goes to mikveh Matzoy Shabbos, even if there was Dam all 6.5 days. As long as the Dam stopped, as long as Dam ended on Shabbos afternoon, she can go to mikveh Matzoy Shabbos. You don't need Shivanikim. A Zava who has a Rias Dam below Es Nidasa, so then you need Shivanikim. Then you need Shivanikim. So Rebbe made a takana. The Gemara in the end of Nid has Rebbe. Rabbi Yonasan made a takana. He treat all the women as if they are toos. A toa means a woman has amnesia. She forgot where she's up to. She doesn't remember whether she's a nida or a zava. So if he treat all the women as a suffix nida, suffix zava, then a woman who is a suffix zava is gonna need Maim Chaim. Quite a chum is going to need Maim Chaim. We don't require Maim Chaim, so we don't follow that opinion that Rashi quoted from the Gaonim. Rabban Chumash also quotes that. He quotes in the Yenda, where is the end of Parshas Metzora, I think. I think the end of Parshas Metzora. The Chumash says about a Nida and a Zava. The Rabban quotes the Gaonim wrote in the Tshuvas that you need Maim Chaim for a Zava. And all the women today are Safik Nida, Safik Zava. So all the married women have to go to mikveh. In a mayon, a mikveh is not acceptable. And the Ramban says that it's against the halacha because the Tosefta says that it's wrong. There is no such thing. So when do you need Maim Chaim again? You need, anyone who's Tomei can either be Tovel in a mikveh or in a mayon. That's the Ach Mayon, a bar mikveh, Maim Yeh Torah. You become Torah either by being Tovel in a mikveh or by being Tovel in a mayon. And then by a Zav, you need Davke Maim Chaim. By Zava, the Goyim had such an opinion and we reject it because it's against the Tosefta. When else do you need Maim Chaim? So here's the Mishnah in Pora. It says, Maim Chaim Al Keli. A person who came in contact with a mace, a person attended a funeral, is a Tomei mace. So in order to become Tohar, it's not enough just to have Tefillah. Normally a person is Tomei. He goes to Mikveh, either Mikveh or Mayon. Sometimes you have to wait Shivanikim. Okay, sometimes you have to wait 7 days. Anita does need Shivanikim. She needs 7 days. Then she goes to the Mikveh. Here, by a person who attended a funeral, who's a Tomei mace, he has to have Hazoas Efer Pura. He has to have Hazoas Mechatos. You have to take Maim Chaim El Keli. You have to take water from a Mayon. Has to qualify as a Mayon. And put in a container. And then you have the Paraduma. You burn the Paraduma. You take a speck of ash. You don't use too much of the Paraduma. Then you're going to have to make another Paraduma every other year. You have to make another Paraduma. So just take a speck and take as big a Kli as possible. All you need is one little speck of Eifa Para in a big jar, in a big container of Maim. And that water is Mechatos. That's Hazos Mechatos. He's a Tohar Alatame. You have to have Hazos Shlishi Shvi. Shlishi means if the funeral took place on Tuesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday is Shlishi. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So Monday is Shvi. So you have to have Hazos Shlishi Shvi from the Paraduma water. And then you can go to Mikveh and become Tohar. Then you can go to mikveh the seventh day in the afternoon after having Hazor Shvi in the morning or the afternoon, whatever, after having Hazor Shvi from the Paraduma water. So now you're able to go to the mikveh, either mikveh or mayon, fine. And then you have Harav Shemesh, and then you'll be tohar. So when you make the kiddush mechatos, when you throw in the ashes, the speck of ashes from the Paraduma, you throw it into the water, has to be mayim chayim al keli. Has to be Maim Chaim. Can't be from a mikveh, has to be davka from a mayon. So the Mishnah says the water from this lake and the water from that lake, the Mishnah mentions specific lakes. Mer Karmion and Mer Fig are two different lakes and Eretz Psulim is not acceptable for Paradum. There is no source under the ground over there. There is no under the ground water. And even if there is under the ground water, the rive of the water will be notvim. If Rabu notvim ala zochlim, if you often have a mixture of water in any body of water, any given body of water, you have water that comes from the rain and the snow, water that comes from under the ground sources. That happening, all the water comes from the rain and the snow, but it's been rolling under the ground long enough that now I consider it mayon. So the Mishnah say, if it's Rabu notvim ala zochlim, if the rive of this mixture of water is megir shamim, I treat it like mikveh, I don't treat it like mayon. If the robe is zochlim ala notvim, then it's dina kemayim. Then it is acceptable for the kiddush mechatos. So the balabatim thought they knew mishnayis, but they didn't understand the reason. The inu saw the balabatim in that city thought midel gavichatos psili. If it's not acceptable, they thought may bitzim. The water in a puddle is not acceptable. So they thought that if water in a puddle is not acceptable for paraduma. So they thought it's not dina ke water. Any mayim is good for a kiddush mechatos. So they thought it's not mayim, so it's not one of the zayim mashkim. But the balabatim made a mistake, and they thought midl gabi chatos paraduma. The chumash calls it a chatos, as dinim like a korban chatos, but it means midl gabi chatos with respect to paraduma, the kiddush with the mechatos psili, it's not acceptable. It's not bechlal mayim. That's a mistake. It's not correct. Pasim linyan chatos ben aget to paraduma bein mayim chayim. Abahacha with respect to the zayim mashkin, achshuri kolder machshuri. Anything that's mayim, anything that's one of the zayim mashkin, is machshuri lekabeltum. So that was the mistake the Balabata made because the Talmud didn't speak clearly, or the Talmud had a different accent. So he spoke well, but these balabatim wouldn't understand him. So you're not supposed to give heter hayro. That's what in Yiddish they call smicha bizman as only imitation smicha. So in Yiddish they call it heter hayro. Why heter hayro? It's not real smicha. It's Talmud al Yoyre. It says Bozer Shor Gozru at that occasion when Rebbe realized what a michshol occurred because the Talmud didn't speak clearly. So he introduced the din the Rabbana Talmud al Yoreh. Some Rishonim say Yoreh means shouldn't be a teacher in a school. Moreh. Shouldn't. The Ran has two pshat. No one should teach halacha or Talmud al Yoreh. No one should pass on any shilas. And came not to Rishus Mei Rabbi. And the Rishus Mei Rabbi has to be two things. The Rebbe should only give Rishus if the student knows the material. He has to know the halacha. And he should only give Rishus if he speaks clearly. If he doesn't speak clearly, so then he can't give Rishus because this whole michshol occurred. Because there was a miscommunication, and because of the pronunciation. So the Gemara said that's why Rabbi Bar Chana needed Rishus Heter Hayroah for Yoyre, and Rebbe answered yes, Yoyre, because it is Gzeira de Rabbanan. Otherwise, he wouldn't have needed. He would have needed Yodin and Yata Bechoris. If you're going to make a mistake over there, he's going to have to pay from his pocket. So there, you need Rishus that he should remain in Pesach Halacha, that he should be told Lo Yishamu. But for the Yoruv, just the Paskan Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kashis and Hilchos Basa B'Cholov, so that the Inyan of Tola Yishama doesn't apply there. but you still need Mishus to paskim because of this Gzeira de Rabba. Talmud al Yoram came not to Mishus Mei Rabba. The Gemara tells another story. Once upon a time, there was another Talmud, Tanchum Rei de Rabba, Mikla de Chatar, came to a city. Dorish Lulus, he told him the din, Muta Lil Saskitim de Pesach. You'll notice that there's no tzion for the Ayin Mishpat on this because we don't paskim like this. You look there on the side, it says Pesachim Mem Amar Aleph. You look from Pesachim Mem Amar Aleph, so there are three opinions in the Gemara. So the one opinion is also lil tos. Lil lasisa means to bleach the flour. We always have bleached flour. But for Pesach, to bake the matzahs, not only the shmur matzah, to bake the regular matzahs, they don't bleach the flour. They don't bleach the flour. Why? So the Gemara Pesachim has three opinions. So the first opinion is also lil tos. You're not allowed to bleach the grain. Usually they wash off the kernels of grain to make them clean. So you're not allowed to. Sometimes they pour water on it, sometimes they soak it in water for a while. So you're not allowed to bleach the grain or the flour for Pesach because it may turn into chametz and you won't realize it. You made my mistake, they're eating chametz b'fes. Second opinion is, mutal d'ultos, what's the problem? You'll watch it, you'll see that it shouldn't, you'll see to it that it dries off before it has a chance to, a kernel of grain, if it sits in water long enough, it's going to start to sprout, it'll develop to become chametz. If you'll dry it off before it has a chance to become chametz, there's no problem. And the third opinion of the Gemara is that it's a mitzvah l'ultos. Why is it a mitzvah l'ultos? Because for the Seder night, you have to have shmura. And shmura means you're watching it. Ushmartemes hamatzois, it says. The Gemara has a drasha, shmartemes hamitzvois. That's a drasha, but that's not what it says in the Chumash. That's a drasha, that's an additional double interpretation. But the Chumash says, ushmartemes hamatzois. What does it mean, shmura matzah? So the Pashto says, Shima Michimas. We assume also included in Shmura Matzah is that you need Asiyah Lishma. That you have to have Jewish people who are passed by mitzvah baking the matzahs, and they bake the matzahs Lishma. Okay, but that's an additional level of additional level. That's an additional level. Yeah, Shmata Mesamas just means Shima Michimas. You should watch it doesn't become Chometz. In addition to that, we want to have Asiyah Lishma. Fine. So there's one opinion in the Gemara. We don't pass like that. We pass on also l'iltos. You're not supposed to bleach the kernels of grain that you're going to make the paste and take the flour from, that you're going to make the matzahs from. Not for the Seder night and not for all the days of Pesach. We don't do l'sisa. One opinion in the Gemara is mutter, and one opinion was mitzvah l'iltos, the matzahs that you want to use for the Seder, you have to live with a risk in your life. You have to bleach the grain, bleach the flour to have it in contact with water that it could become chametz. You have to be careful that it shouldn't become chametz. So you have to put it into the risk of become chametz, watch it that it shouldn't become chametz, and then it's called Shema Mechimutz. But if you don't do the sisa, so what's the Shema Mechimutz? So the Gemara says, why not? You're going to need it with water. When you mix it with water, you'll watch that it shouldn't become chametz. So the first opinion holds, no, that's not enough. You have to do something more than that. You should do the lasisa before you grind it, before you make flour. You should wash off the kernels of grain to clean them off and run the risk of letting it become chametz and be careful that it shouldn't become chametz. That's real shimur. That's shimur mechitza. This Talmud came, we don't pass like the Talmud. The Talmud came and it says, mutol dom toschitim et pesach. That's the opinion that's not accepted. Omrulai, so the Balabatim asked them, how are you allowed to open your mouth? Labra man di mensuri kahocha. A certain Talmud Chacham is here, who's your Rebbe, Vitanya, we have a Braisa, Talmud al-Yer, Halachim, Malkim, Rabbi, out of Kavod HaRav, the Talmud, even if Talmud is a big Talmud Chacham, is not allowed to paskin in the presence of his Rebbe, and not only in the presence of his Rebbe, Elkem, Rachim, Men, or Sholosh Parsa, is Keneg, and Machnei, so what is Sholosh Parsa? So Shai, Parsa, is 4 mil. Sholosh Parsa says, Yud base mil, wow. Yud-based mill. How big is a mill? A mill is, I think, 3/8 of a mile. Something like that. Something like that. A mill is a pi mama. A mill is a pi mama. So the Talmud is only allowed a paskin if it's yud-based mill far away from the Rebbe. Where did they get the sheet yud-based mill? Keneg and Machne Yisrael. The Gemara says that when traveling in the Midbar, it was yud-based mill on yud-based mill. They traveled like the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. How did they travel? Did they travel? It says the Mishkan was in the middle, and they had one machne tzofen, one machne mizrach, dorim, and mairav. So they traveled in that configuration, in a square shape, that's how they traveled in the Midbar. Or they say, no, when they had a machne, when they settled, when they stopped traveling, they were set up in a square shape. When they were traveling, they were going on a highway, narrow. So that's a machlekes. That's machlekes. How did they travel? A square shape or not? But when they landed at the location, the Membeis Masos, when they landed at the new location, new site, so then they set up the machne in this square shape. So, and everyone says in Chumash, everybody had to ask all the shadis to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why'd they have to bring all the shadis to Moshe Rabbeinu? There was some of the other Talmid HaChacham. Then Moshe Rabbeinu gave permission that the others should paskin. Why do you have to bring everything to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because that's the halacha. Talmid is not allowed to paskin, even if he knows the din, if he's toch sholosh parsois of the Rebbe. That's why he learned that from there. So that's what the Esther, Balabatim Esther, Abmani from the Tzidtzur. How do you have a right to issue a psak? But your Rebbe, who is it? No, not the Rabbani. Tanchem Bei the Rabbami was the Talmud, and he gave a psak in the city Chatas. Yes, but your Rebbe is in the location here. He's within your base mill. So he said, I made a mistake. Lava datoy. I didn't realize that the Rebbe was here. Talmud is not allowed to paskin if he's too close to the Rebbe. That's the shot of New York City. New York City. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was here for so many years, and no one's allowed to paskin anything. You're making crazy. You're crippled Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Everyone's going to call him up on a telephone. So mistabe that if you have millions of people in the city. So what's in the Midbar also, what was the story? They had Shishin Ribo. A few million people, that Shishin Ribo, Jewish men between the age of 20 and 60, leaving out the younger than 20 and older than 60, not counting the women, not counting the Erev Rav. It was an Erev also. There are a few million people there also. So no one had with it. Every Yalav Yalav, every Talamata Shad that ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, that's what so it says they were all asking him. That's what Yisro said. Novolti Bol. They're going all day long. Every Yalav Yalav Shad, every Talamata Shad. It's ridiculous. So Yisro recommend you should set up a system of Rabbonim Dayanim. And they'll paskin all the Yalav Yalav Shad, Talamata Shad, as the others will paskin. If they have a big shaila, they want the Rakashi Yavin al Moshe, the Ragdal Yavin al Moshe. But to say every single shaila bring to Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't make any sense. It has to be the Rishonim discuss. You have to put together all the dinim. When does the Talmud have a right to paskin, and when not? And then we learned the din of Zaka Mamre. We had a Mishnah somewhere. Here it is. Mishnah, the last line on Peivov and Beis. When the Mishnah says Talmud Shahar Lasses Paten Imtza Chumra Kula, if he's a Talmud Shaloh Higia Lo Hayra, so it's a bigger chutzpah that he issues a psak against the Bez Nagor. Bigger chutzpah, Nimtza Chumra Kula, but because it's a bigger chutzpah, it's a bigger avera. That's why he's off the hook. He's not Chai Misa if he passes against Bez Nagor, because nobody's going to listen to him anyway. He's not Higia Lo Hayra. So what's the definition of a Talmud Shaloh Higia Lo Hayra? So Rashi said over there. He quoted a Gemara in Soita Dav Chabez. You have to be 40 years old, based on the pasuk that we had in the end of Parashas, where the end of Parashas Kisava. So that's where Rashi quotes from the Gemara. A Talmud is allowed to paskin only if he's over 40 years. If he's younger than 40, he's not allowed to paskin, unless there's no rabbonim in the neighborhood to ask. Okay, so then you're allowed to paskin even younger than 40. And the Rambam didn't learn like that. That's what Moshe Feinstein wrote in his letter to Rav Herzog. The Rambam doesn't learn that it means before the age of 40, because since the Gemara says sometimes he is allowed to paskin, if it's lek achev, then no one else in the city older than 40, then he is allowed to paskin. So how can you say that that's what it means in the Mishnah, that if he's younger than 40? Sometimes younger than 40 is allowed to paskin. But that's where the Rambam had a different shot. Talmud Shlehigil Rambam means that he doesn't have smicha. Because smicha is a din of psak. Smicha is a din of hayro, it's not a din of bezin.
The Rebbe isn't the 40 years from the time he started learning by the Rebbe.
Yeah, that's what Taisus there, he asked that question. The Porsche Pshat in the Chumash is, they were learning from Moshe Rabbeinu 40 years. And the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says you shouldn't paskin until you're over 40, till age 40. He doesn't have to be learning 40 years already. He doesn't start learning when he's 0 years old. So that Tosis raises that issue. We're not sure what the answer is, but that's the din. The din is you're not supposed to pass until the age of 40.
The people say that, in other words, the sisa is a mitzvah. Is that an extension of the din? It has to be able to become from it. Nothing is good.
Yeah. It has to be boiled de chimutz. Yeah, the Mishnah says you can only make matzah from the chameshes mini dogon. Why only chameshes mini dogon? Because it's shabol lechlal chametz. Shmura matzah means it could have become chametz if he wouldn't have been careful. So you careful, it didn't become chametz. So the only things that are roy to become chametz are the chameshes mini dogon. That's how the Tanaim tested it out. And they established that everything, all the other grains, if you mix them, all the other vegetables, if you mix them with water, let them rise, that's a different chemical reaction, that's called sirchon. And these chamesh has been a dog, and that's called chimutz. And it's usually assumed today that the definition of chimutz is that it has gluten, and it rises in such a way, like when your mother bakes challah, so it rises like this, goes like this. And the other things wouldn't rise like that, because they don't have gluten. Yeah, one amarha is that's called real shmura matzah. That's the real shmura matzah. I mean, if you didn't do it, you're not yotze. I don't know. We don't pass like that anyway. We pass on lechatchil. You're not allowed to do lesis. That's what the Shulchan Aruch calls kemach ben ashuk. Kemach ben ashuk means you're going to buy flour from the marketplace which had lesis. So nobody was really watching it. It probably did not become chametz because the goyim, when they bleach the flour, they're not interested in it, in the kernels of grain sprouting. They pour the water, even if they soak it in water, they don't soak it for so long. They want to see to it that it shouldn't become chametz. So that's called kemach ben ashuk. That's strictly speaking, if you can't get the special Pesach dika flour that didn't have lesisa, so b'shas hadchak and shulchan aruch they allow kemach ben ashuk. From the 1500s, they write, Radvaz lived in the 1500s, so he writes that now they don't do the sisa like that. They soak the kernels of grain in water for a couple of days. So that's not the way it was in the days of the Tanaim. So he says, this is not kemach ben ashuk. Some say that it's chametz nukshe, some say it's chametz dogon gomer. That's a shada that you have to sell. Let's say you have a sack of flour at home. So some have a practice, Rav Soloveitchik used to be machmer like this, that you shouldn't sell chametz dogon gomer. Let's say a person has spaghetti, or he has bagels, or he has cookies. You have a box of cookies and all. Are you allowed to rely on mechiras chametz on chametz dogon gomer? Or maybe there's a chumrah. You should only rely on mechiras chametz on tarubas chametz. So there was such an opinion. Why only on tarubas chametz? Because the Rabbi Natam's opinion is that bal yirah bay matzah on tarubas chametz is only made the rabbanon. The only time is bal yirah bay matzah deraisa if it's chametz b'yen. What do you mean chametz b'yan? The cookies have a lot of sugar in them. Yeah, chametz b'yan means that 51% or more of the mixture is flour. And more than 50% is flour, less than 50% is the sugar and all the other stuff, then it's called chametz dogon gomer. A lot of times you have such cookies, but it's 51% of sugar. There's hardly any flour. So that would be taruvas chametz. Those cookies would be taruvas chametz. Okay? So there's a chumrah, there's a gemara, Masech HaShabbos, towards the end of Masech HaShabbos, which the Bchor Shor comments on that gemara, the Tvor Shor, you already say for Tvor Shor on Yeridah, so he has a chidushim on the gemara, it's called Bchor Shor. So the Bchor Shor on the gemara quotes that, Pesachim quotes the gemara, Masech HaShabbos, we only allow Harama, he uses the term Harama in the sense of a legal fiction. You sell the chametz to the guy, then you buy it back after Pesach. This is a legal fiction. Legal in Zayiskehal. The chametz didn't belong to me on Pesach. I sold it to the non-Jew. But I didn't sell it because I have a supermarket and I'm selling to non-Jewish customers. He's going to sell it back to me after Pesach. So that's called, in English, that's called a legal fiction. In Hebrew, in the halachic literature, they call that a harama. So the Bchor Shor understood the Gemara to say that you only permit harama on a din derabbanan. You shouldn't permit harama on a din deraisa. Take for example, tfilas kelim. If you have pots and pans that you cook in, or you have cutlery, forks and knives, and so on, so you're supposed to take, if it once belonged to a non-Jew, if I buy it from a non-Jew, so there's a mitzvah to do tfilas kelim. So we assume that different opinions, we assume tfilas kelim on metal, and klimateches is deraisa, and tfilas kelim on klei schuches is only made the rabbanon. There's some who say even on mateches is only the rabbanon. Some achrayim hold that even on tzchuches is derais, but the general accepted opinion, the rov haposkim, haskamz haposkim, is that tefilas kelim on klei seuda, pots and pans that you cook in and utensils that you eat with, that the tefilas kelim, and glasses that you drink from, the china plates, so china doesn't need tefilas kelim, but if it's glass or it's metal, then you need tefilas kelim. So it's usually assumed that on metal tefillahs, the mitzvah tefillahs kelim is the raisa, and on glass, the mitzvah tefillahs kelim is the rabban. So some restaurants have a problem. You have to take all these things to the mikveh. It's a big tircha. So they'll sell all the kelim to one of the goyish workers in the store. So if it belongs to a non-Jew, so there's no mitzvah tefillahs kelim. But the whole thing is a harama. What? The owner of the restaurant is interested in selling all of the kelim to the goy. The whole thing is just a harama, a legal fiction, in order to be potter from the mitzvah of tefillahs kelim. So is that the right thing to do? So some of the poskim say, by dinim deraisa, we shouldn't allow it. By dinim derabbanan, we would permit it. It's on the glasses, where the need for tefillahs kelim is only derabbanan, we would allow it. And on the metal pots and pans, where the mitzvah tefillahs kelim is deraisa, we shouldn't allow it. It's questionable, but that's what some hold like that. The Rav said the Bechor Shor understood from the Gemara. So he says that on Taruvah's Chometz, when the flour ingredient, the content of flour, is less than 50%, so that's Taruvah's Chometz. So you can rely on the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that it's only Ba'yurah Derabbanan on Taruvah's Chometz, not Ba'yurah Deraisa. So then we would permit the Haromet to sell it to a non-Jew. But on cookies or spaghetti, that's with Mamash Chometz Bien, more than 50% of it is the flour, that would be Ba'yurah Deraisa. So you shouldn't rely on the Mechiras Chametz. So that's the shot of what if you have a sack of flour. It's a sack of flour, you didn't mix it with water yet, just have a sack of flour, but the flour is bleached. So it's bleached flour. Is that considered Chametz Bien, or is that considered Taruvah's Chametz? Maybe there's a little bit of Chametz in it, but for sure it's not going to be Chametz Bien. So that's what the Radva said. No, that real one, some posts come from the 1500s on when they started bleaching everything. So some of them said that the bleached flour is Chametz Dog and Gomer, Chametz Bien, Chametz Dog. And others said, no, they think it's just Taruvah's Chametz. That's the Shan. Okay, we need it to. Oh, tomorrow I think I'm going to Washington. I have to hear the good news later today. And then we'll continue on Thursday. We have to have a poll whether the people want to learn. There isn't too much in Parshas itself. So we'll learn a little Gemara. Okay. Rosh Hashanah. That's a good idea. Okay.